In the announcements at our second service today, we celebrate our affirmation of baptism service. 17 young men and women, they come forward to say yes to the promises that were made for them 14 or 15 years ago on the day of their baptism. And so today, I want to just talk about each of the three lessons we have today, just take each one in order, to talk about what it means to be built up in Jesus Christ, which is the goal, the purpose of who we are in the church. Our first text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In chapters 12, 13, and 14 of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul talks about these things called spiritual gifts. The New Testament declares that God has given each one of us gifts and abilities. And by that, I don't just mean to be able to pound a nail with a hammer or to speak or sing, but these special gifts that God has given us for the sake of the church. The Greek word for gift is the word, we all know in English, it's the word charisma. It's nice to have charisma, right? You want to be a charismatic person. Well, the Bible tells us that God gives each one of us a gift. But that gift is given us not to make us look good or to feel good about ourselves. That gift is given us so that we may serve the church and build up what Paul calls the body of Christ. Back in January, we took our ninth graders on a weekend retreat up to Pine Lake Bible Camp, and as part of the retreat, we spent an entire afternoon talking about these passages from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then we did a very fun and interesting exercise. We had Anna Eifert, who's a member of the class, who's a very good artist, draw us a body. And then, if you can't see it, I'll hold it up here. Each one of us on the retreat had to answer this question. If the church is the body of Christ, then I am the blank. What part of the body of Christ are you, and where do you serve? And we had a lot of wonderful different answers. We had Lydia, who sings in the praise team with her dad, Vince Olson. She said, I'm the knee, because I bend my knee in praise of God. We had Maddie, I'm the shoulders, because she said, I help out in a lot of different ways here at the church. Julia said she was one of the toes, especially the big toe. We're in trouble without a big toe. She said, I help support other people. We had Caleb, who said he is the hamstring because he's flexible. And he'll be very flexible this summer when he's doing rec for vacation Bible school. We had Ellie, who is the pinky finger, because she says, I love to help kids, and she walks around holding fingers with kids like this with her pinky finger. We have Kyler, who is the ears, because I listen to God's word, and the church needs those. We have Alex and Angela, who said they are the eyes, because they watch, they pay attention. We had someone like Pastor Paul, who said, well, I'm the mouth, because God gave me the gift of gab. And my favorite is Lance. Because Lance is the funny bone. And if you don't know Lance, Lance loves jokes, and every time Lance writes a sermon note, on the bottom he leaves us a joke. All of these together make up the body of Christ. You are part of the body of Christ. God has given you spiritual gifts. Some are big and enormous and seen by everyone, and some are very, very small and quiet and perhaps known only to a few. But God gives us all these gifts, and God gives them to us to serve him and to serve others. Because as Paul reminds us, now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it, but together all these gifts go to build us up and make us the church. Our second text is from 1 Peter chapter 2. And here's what Peter says. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow into salvation. And this next phrase I just love. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. If you have tasted that the Lord is good. On Wednesday is my birthday, and we have a tradition here at Grace that on your birthday or somewhere near your birthday, the staff takes you out for lunch, and you get to pick the spot. And on Wednesday, the staff, we're going out to Cafe Norlander in Thiensville. Hollander? What did I say, Norlander? Hollander. I don't know the name, but I know what I like there. because at Cafe Hollander, they serve the absolute best hamburger in the entire history of the world, at least according to me. It is the mushroom and brie burger. And when I say brie, I'm not talking nose in the air, stuck up kind of brie. I'm talking taste really good brie. It is an amazing hamburger. Food tastes good, right? Anyone here agree with that? Food tastes good. And I love what Peter says here, because he equates God to food. And he says, you have tasted that the Lord is good. As we grow in faith, we come to understand that the Lord is good. Now, when we're kids, very often the Lord is equated to Brussels sprouts and broccoli. Ew! Do I have to go to church? Do I have to do that? But I don't wanna, right? Okay, you know how we act with some foods we don't like. But as we grow in faith, it is God's prayer and our prayer that we come to understand how great and amazing and wonderful the Lord, that the Lord tastes good, that the Lord fills us up, that his word, his love, his presence makes us better, stronger people, that we take delight and joy in the Lord. It's my prayer for all of us that we know that in our lives. That for us, the Lord is not Brussels sprouts. And if you like Brussels sprouts, my apologies and my sympathies. But that the Lord to us is the mushroom and brie burger. That he tastes good, that we want that in us, with us, around us. It brings us joy. Because God wants us to feel that way about him. Because God has done something very special for each one of us. Again, as it says in our text. Because Peter reminds us, readers, and us, that you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. God has made us something special to him, but he's done it for a purpose. In order that you might proclaim the marvelous acts of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. The baptismal Christ candle is lit today for our affirmation service. When we were baptized, for many of us, a candle was lit, a small candle was lit, to remind us the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, where he says, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Why does God feed us, nourish us, enrich us, make us his special people? For one purpose, so that we can go out into this world of sin and darkness and share the light of Jesus Christ with others. So that we may go out into a world that thinks that God is Brussels sprouts and let them know how great and amazing God tastes. That's one of the glories we have as Christians. Our last text is from John chapter 14. The words spoken to Jesus, by Jesus to his disciples on the very last night of his life. As he tells them what's going to happen and they don't believe. As he's just given them the new commandment that they love one another as much as he has loved them. They're confused. They're afraid. And Jesus says to them these words. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. We live in a world that can be very troubling. It's troubling for adults, it's troubling for teenagers, it's troubling for kids. But in this world that is so filled with trouble, we have the proclamation of Jesus Christ. The one who says, I am with you each day. The one who says, I walk with you each day. The one who says in this text, I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. We are called to be those who give ourselves to Jesus Christ, who treasure Jesus Christ, who's longed for his presence. Because after Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. Jesus says these amazing words. I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Every one of us in our lives, we have to decide which way we're going to go. We have to decide what our path will be in life. And unfortunately, too many people, they choose paths and ways that lead only to emptiness, to heartbreak, and sometimes to true suffering. Many people choose a path that just kind of wanders and meanders and doesn't really take them anywhere. But Jesus Christ declares to us that he is the way that brings truth, the way that brings life, the way that brings us to his Father. And it is our prayer for our young people who make these promises this afternoon, this morning, a little bit later. And it's our prayer for each and every one of us that we will walk in the way Jesus Christ leads us. That we will remember he truly is the way and the truth and the life. And we truly will remember and we will celebrate that no one comes to the Father except by following Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not some tour guide. He is the one who has gone before us, who gave his life on the cross for us, who was raised from the dead for us. And if we walk with him, we truly know we walk in the light. We walk in the light. And we have the most amazing gift of all. So may we all live like this, act like this, and may you keep our ninth graders in your prayers today, not just on this day, but as they take these next steps as followers of Jesus Christ, that we may all be the body of Christ, we may all know that the Lord tastes good, we may all follow the one who is the way.